Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson remains in intensive care in a London hospital this morning. He was taken to hospital on Sunday evening, suffering from what were described as persistent symptoms of coronavirus. Last night, a Downing Street spokesperson said the decision to move Mr. Johnson to ICU came after his condition deteriorated. COVID-19 has hit Britain hard. The latest figures show that at least 5,373 people have died. There have been more than 51,000 confirmed cases. Speaking last night, the Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, said that Mr. Johnson had asked him to deputise where necessary.
Well, since Sunday, the Prime Minister's been under the medical care of the team at St Thomas's Hospital after he was admitted with persistent coronavirus symptoms. During the course of this afternoon, the Prime Minister's condition worsened, and on the advice of the medical team, he was moved in to a critical care unit. So in light of those circumstances, the Prime Minister asked me as First Secretary to deputise for him where necessary in driving forward the government's plans to defeat coronavirus.
Dominic Raab speaking last night. Our London correspondent Sean Whelan is on the line. Sean, what's known about Boris Johnson's condition this morning?
Not a lot this morning. There hasn't been any official updates other than to say that he is still in the intensive care unit and isn't, as far as we're aware, on a ventilating machine. Machine is available to him as a precautionary measure should he need to have it. But he was put into the intensive care unit precisely because it was reckoned that he needed a lot more care, the kind of round-the-clock care and attention that people get when they go into an intensive care unit. And as part of that, they have ventilators available to him. We also know he was given oxygen, certainly before he was moved into the intensive care unit. But we don't know whether he's still been given oxygen whilst there. But he would have an oxygen supply immediately available to him again, should he need it, should his condition require that.
Listening to the news from London yesterday, there was a growing sense that journalists were sceptical about the official lines coming from Downing Street. And as it turned out, they were right to be sceptical.
Yeah, and they were sceptical for a couple of reasons. First, there was the sort of growing whispers around Downing Street over the long weekend period, if you like. Remember, Boris Johnson had gone into isolation last Friday week. So last Friday, he should have been coming out of isolation if, according to the government's own guidelines, everything had gone well, that he'd had, as was being put about, a mild case, mild symptoms of the coronavirus. He should have been back at work on Friday. Matt Hancock, the health secretary, emerged on Thursday looking fairly chipper. Day early, really, but nevertheless back at work. And we've seen Chris Whitty, the chief medical officer, the man who advised Boris Johnson to get himself tested. He also appeared back at work on Monday in his role as England's chief medical officer. But there was no sign of the Prime Minister. And rumours were circulating that actually it was a bit worse than they were letting on. Then the video emerged on the Friday evening. People said, gosh, look at Boris, not looking great, is he? And it went on from there. And the next thing you know, on Sunday, he's being admitted into hospital. And the phrase that was used was as a precaution, just in case. But then that phrase cropped up again last night when he was admitted into the intensive care unit. He's only moving as a precaution. So again, people were saying, hang on, these guys are holding back something here. Secondly, this government has been caught out a number of times exaggerating or spinning about elements of the management of the coronavirus, notably on things like the number of ventilators, in particular the number of tests that were being carried out for the disease, the type of testing kits that were available, exaggerations around the availability of an antibody test, which was comprehensively trashed by their scientific advisors yesterday. So they've been victims of their own propaganda to an extent of always presenting a sunny side up picture a number of times throughout this crisis. And now in relation to the Prime Minister's health, people were just sceptical.
So Dominic Raab is now in charge, and he's in charge at a very, very difficult time.
It's an extremely difficult time for all governments. I mean, all governments that are confronting this crisis all around the world, it's extremely difficult. being a prime minister or a government leader is a difficult job anyway. It's a job that is very physically demanding. You can see it visibly aging people. I mean, you look at the pictures of Barack Obama before and after being president of the United States, or Tony Blair. This job really takes it out of people. And that's in the normal times. This is not a normal time. This is a time of extreme crisis. And ministers are making life and death decisions almost all of the time. Pretty much every decision that is being made in governments around the world involves a trade-off with loss of life. And that sort of thing weighs heavily on people. Boris Johnson himself, a pretty robust kind of an individual, doesn't believe in getting sick, thinks it's a bit of a character weakness in people, likes to battle on, and that's probably counted against him because at a time when he should have been resting, he has been working. And right up until yesterday afternoon, around 5 o'clock, the official line was, yes, the Prime Minister is getting his big red boxes and working through them and is in contact with all the ministers. But the very minister who was saying that, Dominic Raab, the designated person to take over from the Prime Minister, was forced to admit under questioning from journalists that, in fact, he hadn't spoken to the Prime Minister for 2 days. And a couple of hours later, he's on television saying, yes, I'm basically in charge now, but looking like the rabbit who'd been caught in the headlamps, really didn't look convinced or convincing, and looked rather shocked that he was now on the spot. He is going to chair this cabinet subcommittee this morning that deals with the coronavirus, the 9/15 war cabinet, as it's known. But the regular Tuesday morning cabinet, that was scrapped yesterday. That was one of the first things that was decided at that 9 a.m., 9:15 meeting yesterday morning under Mr. Raab's leadership. So it's just purely focus now is all on managing the coronavirus outbreak. Mm-hmm. But sooner or later, and we think maybe next Monday or Tuesday, they're supposed to have a review of the whole lockdown process. That's the first big decision that's going to be faced by this cabinet that'll be chaired, presumably still at that point, by Dominic Raab.
All right. Sean, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Sean Whelan in London.